Adam Schiff releases Democrats Intelligence Committee impeachment report by Joel B. Pollack on December 3, 2019. House Intelligence Committee Chairman Representative Adam Schiff, DCA, released the Democrats' report Tuesday on the impeachment inquiry, concluding that President Donald Trump solicited foreign interference on his behalf in the 2020 election. The report presents itself as the core fact-finding effort, though that function has traditionally been handled by the House Judiciary Committee, which will begin its own hearings on Wednesday. The full report was initially unavailable on the House Intelligence Committee website, which was overloaded. However, the executive summary laid out the broad outlines of the Democrats' case. One part focuses on the substance of the allegations against the president. The other claims that he obstructed the committee's investigation. There is no mention of bribery, nor any crime except witness intimidation, see below. The report never spells out any precise grounds for impeachment, though it appears to argue that Trump abused his power. As former Obama administration official Cass Sunstein wrote in 2017, abuse of power is an insufficient basis for impeachment, because it would apply to every president, all of whom arguably overstepped the bounds of their authority. In the first part of the report, Schiff and his committee use the term political favor to describe President Trump's request to Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky that he investigate possible interference in the 2016 election, as well as possible corruption by former Vice President Joe Biden and his son, Hunter, who was appointed to the board of Burisma, a Ukrainian company suspected of corrupt practices. The report appears to ignore the fact that Democrats' own witnesses acknowledge that Ukraine bet on the wrong horse in 2016, and that the Obama administration itself had been concerned about Joe Biden's self-evident conflict of interest. The report claims that the first step in the president's scheme involved removing U.S. Ambassador Marie Yovanovitch, whom it describes as an anti-corruption champion. The report does not acknowledge that she had already lost the confidence of President Zelensky, or that she testified that she had done nothing to investigate Burisma's alleged corruption, even though it was the only private company she had been briefed about in advance of her confirmation hearings. The Democrats' report states, falsely, that President Trump halted vital military assistance to Ukraine. As several witnesses testified, the aid that was held did not include Javelin anti-tank missiles, which Ukraine considered most vital to its defense. And as nearly every witness also testified, President Trump provided lethal military aid, unlike President Barack Obama, who denied it. The report claims that the president made a White House meeting conditional on the investigations he requested, even though several witnesses claimed otherwise, and the only witness to claim that quid pro quo, ambassador to the EU Gordon Sondland, admitted that he never heard the president make that condition, and merely presumed it. In one section, the report declares ominously, the president's agents pursued a drug deal. That term was used by former National Security Advisor John Bolton. Though as key Democrat witness Dr. Fiona Hill testified, Bolton had been using the term as an ironic and sarcastic statement, not a serious description of an actual negotiation. The report goes on to declare that Trump pressed Zelensky to do a political favor, though Zelensky has repeatedly said that there was no pressure and no quid pro quo in his dealings with the Trump administration. The Democrats also place great evidentiary weight on vague testimony that the Ukrainian embassy in Washington was aware of the hold on the aid, ignoring clear testimony from a variety of witnesses that the Ukrainians were not aware of the hold on U.S. aid until Politico reported it on August 28. And even then, according to several witnesses and the Ukrainian government, there was never any link between the hold on the aid and the investigations. The report goes on to quote White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney, who did not testify, as having said in October that aid was conditioned on investigations. In fact, Mulvaney later clarified, "Let me be clear. There was absolutely no quid pro quo between Ukrainian military aid and any investigation into the 2016 election." In the second part of the report, Democrats accused Trump of obstructing the impeachment inquiry, without noting that it began without congressional authorization, was largely handled in closed-door sessions, and departed from well-established precedent by denying the White House legal representation. Further, Schiff investigated Nunes as part of his impeachment inquiry, the committee report states. The revelation that Schiff had obtained telephone records related to Nunes was the only new revelation in the report, which otherwise rehashed Democrats' arguments in favor of impeaching Trump for allegedly asking Ukraine to interfere in the 2020 election, Breitbart News reported. Republicans released their own dissenting report Monday. They were allowed to see the committee majority's report on Monday evening. With a Democrat minder, behind closed door, in the sensitive compartmentalized information facility, SCIF, in the basement of the U.S. Capitol. Following a vote in the committee, which will be along party lines, the Democrats will present their report to the House Judiciary Committee, which is to consider articles of impeachment against the president. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News. He earned an AB in Social Studies and Environmental Science and Public Policy from Harvard College, and a JD from Harvard Law School. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. He is also the co-author of How Trump Won: The Inside Story of a Revolution, which is available from Regnery. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak. This article has been updated to include details from the full report.